This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, welcome into a discussion of the issues, the main issues, the topicality that's underscored by a lot of your favorite talk radio personalities in the form of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the essence of the big stuff. Research done by Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. You'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You'll find a list of the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people. So we'll go through them here with our panel of experts. I sound like I was ever, if I had the opportunity and I ever really wanted to have a personality associated with me that was well known. When I grow up, I wanted to be like John McLaughlin. I loved watching him and listening to him. And
isn't he the guy who just yelled over everyone?
Wrong!
So that's who you want to be? That says a lot.
He is great.
He was great. He just had that the way of putting things. He was a priest, you know. Did you know that? That before he...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a priest. I think he's a Jesuit. Well, not anything anymore because he died last year. But he was a character, man. Crusty and then some.
He was a moderator of moderators. He knew how to control a panel.
He sure did. And he had some characters to deal with over the years, too. Meanwhile, speaking of characters and people who are somewhat over the top, we have Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Victoria Keelan, and then, of course, there is Mr. Evil himself.
Thank you.
Dr. Yeah,
Joe,
Evil.
While you were gone, Doug, Joe didn't like the way I introduced his Evil podcast. I guess I didn't put enough emphasis on the Evil part.
Is that right? I don't recall that at all. I thought you did a nice job on it. There's something about you and Evil that flows trippingly off the tongue there.
Evil Thoughts. All right, so his podcast is Evil Thoughts. Get it on Amazon, Apple, iTunes, sounds like breakfast.
iTunes. Available on a lot of platforms, by the way.
Yes,
it's available all over the place.
He can't make a deal with ones. He's kind of like me. I have to have
it. That's exactly right. So. If your iPhone doesn't like it, there's plenty of platforms.
Trouble. Yes. Mm. All right. And this entire conversation brought to you in part by the folks who produce Krill Omega 50 Plus. Those are the people at Purity Products. You can get a free bottle right now as I'm talking to you. A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Joe, you do well to get some of this stuff. It'll help calm you down a little bit and help your aching joints as you get older. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free bottle right now. 800-355-1493. Imagine what would happen if you put that on your evil thoughts. If you don't want to have evil thoughts anymore, call 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. How about that? 800-355-1493. Yes?
I don't want to interrupt. I'm saying half the reason I'm so evil is about my joints are so achy.
Yes.
That's what it is.
No, it is. Yeah. Got to straighten that right out. All right, let's get to it. The stories of the week, 10 items. And the first one is, as kind of what we would expect, discussion of sports talk. What did Bob Costas predict for the
end of football?
He predicted the end of football. I was out of town, so I didn't know what he predicted.
Yeah, Bob Costas basically became Doug Steffen this week. While you were away, he stepped in your shoes. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think he's right.
You agree with them.
Eating their young. They don't seem to get it. The story of Aaron Hernandez, thing this week has really, I think, added some credibility to this. This guy's brain was mush. And it was mainly according to the research that I've seen anyway, and much of it done by my friends, the people that run Cerascan in Denver, are the ones doing most of this research. And they've taken the brains of lots of football players and the brains of lots of people who were involved in war, had damaged brains, that kind of stuff. They examined my brain as well and found a lot of interesting things. But they didn't find what they found in Aaron Hernandez's brain.
This guy had
a real bad case.
They said they had never. It's the worst case of, was it CTE?
Yeah,
CTE.
CTE that they had ever seen. and much less in somebody that was 27 years old.
Okay. So does that excuse his behavior, though? Is this, he's dead now, he committed suicide.
It doesn't excuse it, but it explains it.
It explains it. Okay, that's a good way of looking at it, Richie. It explains it to a point. And so what do we need to do? This is a subject for society to discuss and to understand. So under the circumstances, I have said on the air many, many times since I got on this bandwagon, what, 5, 6 years or so ago, maybe
at
seven,
least,
I don't remember when I got on it, but I think it was 2012 because it was the same. It coincides with when I left Heidelberg, the board of trustees, because they didn't like what I was saying about football because they had a big football program. And so I threw my hands up and said, okay, you don't want to look at reality, but it has proven, it's borne fruit over these years to the point of, again, looking at this guy's brain and all these other people. But you see, maybe they didn't know when he started playing, but anybody who starts playing today and signs a contract and gets paid. Have you seen the show Ballers?
Yes.
And that's the Rock.
Right.
Dwayne Johnson starring as an agent for football players. It's actually quite a good show. I saw 4 or 5 episodes on the plane coming back the other day, and I reminded how good he is and how that show actually tells some really interesting stories about life and about the game. And you know, the people now who are signing up and getting all this dough know what they're in for. So you sign up. Don't come back to me later and say, I'm going to sue you because you put me through all of this. But for the people who didn't know it or it wasn't obvious, which goes back how many years have I remember, I guess I come up with Y.A. Tittle first, or I think of Joe Namath, or you know, any of these guys that came from that era and maybe before. The reality is, though, that this is very dangerous stuff, and they are not dealing with it. They are not dealing with it. They are dealing with it.
It reminds me of is if you go back to 1964, and the heads of the tobacco companies were called in, I think, to testify in front of Congress. And everybody, it was the same situation. Everybody making a lot of money. It's all good. The information is sort of out there, but they don't want to see it. They don't want to talk about it because they know it's a threat to the revenue, and they don't want to talk about it.
Well, the same thing is happening in the sugar industry.
What are you going to do?
Beyond the NFL, though, the thing that really bothers me is parents who are letting their little ones play Pop Warner and stuff, and they've done studies from what they do know, and the little kids are actually even more susceptible to having these traumatic brain injuries.
Of course they are, because they're not developed yet. Their necks haven't been developed. Their muscles haven't been developed. Their bones, their bodies are not developed. If you let your kid or encourage your kid to play football, you're a damnable, horrible parent.
Here's the reality, though.
You wouldn't let your kid play, Rich. He's 12 years old, right?
No, my kid was baseball. Luckily, he chose baseball and basketball.
Yeah, but what would what would you have done if he came to you at 12 years old and said, Dad, I want to play football? What are you going to tell him?
I can't tell you because it didn't happen, so I'm not going to speculate.
That's a good way out.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the little kids, they don't. The hardest part of their head is holding that helmet on their neck.
Yeah.
They don't run fast enough. They don't hit each other hard. They barely hit each other. They basically
No, but that's actually not
down.
True. The doctor who wrote all the book, I forget his name now, but the one who, you know, that Will Smith played him in the movie and the whole thing, the NFL, you know,
maybe
wants
you got
to
hit in the head. That's why you can't remember his name.
Yeah. I did play soccer, but I never took headers, really. But anyway. But no, he actually said that even just the jostling when they bump into each other, that it causes these little, it's like a constant little tear at the brain tissue. And it's they call them, they're like micro concussions or something. And they're not even enough that any symptoms would arise. It's just, this is what happens over time. Yeah. Yeah. And he said the little ones are really the most susceptible. And it looks cute. I've been to my brother played Pop Warner. It's super cute. And, you know, they run around, they kind of bang into each other, and it doesn't look like anything's happening. It's not really a game. But there's still a lot of damage that's being done.
Here's what's going to happen in the next 20 years. Football will become a digital sport. No humans will play it. They will control it. It will become a video game that we will all watch and bet on because AI will become so good that it will become human-like.
You know what? That's Mr.
See?
What's going to happen?
He's done.
Some guy is going to come up with a
Someone
helmet.
Someone needs to reboot Joe.
It's gonna be a new helmet. Trust me, that's what's coming over the next year or two. They'll say, you know what?
I don't know that it's enough, though. I mean,
by the way, Victoria, you're right about soccer.
I often am, Joe.
Soccer as a kid, and the coach would say stuff like, "Oh no, go ahead that ball," and I'd go, "I don't think so." It hurts like heck. Yeah.
Or what's going to happen is football is going to become like rugby, where they just get rid of the helmets altogether, because the false sense of security when you have a helmet on, it makes you run full speed, hit a guy full impact, and you think that you're protected,
not me.
And you're not. And so, and
so rugby, did I say that football was dangerous before all this stuff came out, and that if the NFL is sued, they ought to pay up? Did I say that?
Say it again.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Say it loud.
Hey,
you don't remember what you said?
Let me ask you a question, though. Mind. Let me ask you a question, though, Doug.
Yes.
How many times have you banged your head on the tailgate of your pickup truck?
Well, I've knocked my head around pretty. The farm has not been my friend when it comes to my head.
Farming is a dangerous sport.
Yeah, about a month and a half ago, we know that Doug had a concussion. We all heard it, like we could tell in his speech, and he clocked his head really good on something. I don't know, a tractor or whatever else he plays with.
I'm telling you, I know.
But we can tell.
In the 20 years plus that I've worked with you, Doug, I know at least once a year, if not twice, you'd be like, "Oh, I really banged my head yesterday on this, you know, the tractor on this or that. Oh, I fell off the tractor and hit my head."
So who can I sue?
Nope.
Old MacDonald? I don't know.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
It's all your game, brother.
If you have never heard of nitric oxide, time for you to listen up. Nitric oxide, one of the most important molecules in your body, promotes healthy circulation, which gets the oxygen and nutrients flowing all through your body and helps support healthy blood pressure. You can help your body produce nitric oxide naturally by drinking Super Beets. Yeah, you've heard me talk about Super Beets for a long time. That's because only Super Beets is made from beets that are grown to exacting standards. The nutrients are concentrated in a way that makes them usable to your body to create nitric oxide. Create it safely, create it naturally. So if you want to increase your body's nitric oxide levels, call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go to DougLikesBeets.com. So go to DougLikesBeets.com. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183, or at DougLikesBeets.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, "God, please don't let me die in this ditch."
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Once you leave, nobody's really happy to have to go back to the hospital. That's why everyone from the government to healthcare organizations themselves are working to reduce readmission rates.
And we want to do it because it impacts patients' lives and care, and reducing those rates is important.
Dr. Aaron Leppin says it lowers cost and improves quality of care. In an effort to find out what works, Dr. Leppin reviewed almost 50 separate studies.
When we pull together all of the studies, the overall effect is that, in general, when you try to do something to reduce hospital readmission rates, it will work, and it will reduce them by an overall average of almost 20% of a reduction in readmission rates.
He says the most effective interventions are those that really look at the challenges patients will face at home, be they physical, mental, or financial limitations, or other personal factors that might cause patients to become overwhelmed by their care. When patients are overwhelmed, it can lead to readmittance. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Hot hits in Talk Radio from the perspective of professionals in the field. They're not actually in a field. They're in their studios. But it could be that Joe would be actually pretty good doing a show out in the field. Joe Crummy, who does a podcast every day called Evil Thoughts, is here. Victoria Keelan, who is part of the DJV Experience. Rich McFadden has been a part of Experiential Broadcasting with me for decades. Here we go. Back to the charts. So we have this Roy Halladay death. And more to the point, not his dying, but what one of the hosts on the Boston Spots, well, there's two of them. Listen to me, the Boston Spots, like I'm
Spots
in
Boston.
The Boston sports host who basically said good riddance to this guy. He got killed in a plane accident. He got what he deserved, I think is what he said. And, man, if you don't think somebody wants to, these people in Boston want to rip his heart out, pretty much everybody in the country seems to want to rip his heart out. I forget what the guy's name is who said it. That's been
not worth it.
Well, are you referring to Roy Halladay's death?
Yeah. You didn't hear this story?
Well, no. Some guy. What do you mean? Some guy said good
Boston
to Roy.
I don't actually know the context because I didn't hear the show. I just know that every single newspaper, television show, radio guys, everybody around the country seems to be talking about this because this idiot, and this is what happens sometimes, though. I'll give him a little bit, not a lot. Having been on the air for 50-plus years and having talked an awful lot in those years, I will tell you that I have said some pretty stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. The more you're on the air, the better the chances.
What are you agreeing with?
Later.
The context that I've said something stupid or that people who are on the air a lot say things?
Both.
Both, actually. That you are an idiot, and so am I. And the longer you're on the air, the chances
of you
saying something stupid.
Of course. Right. So, but that doesn't excuse it. That just, you know, sort of gives you a little context. Something like that. It's awfully difficult. All of us know that. There's no perfection here. And because Richie pays me the compliment of sounding as comfortable on the air as anybody's ever heard, and I am, actually. I'm very comfortable with myself and very comfortable with
being
on the
air. But that doesn't mean once your brain gets flowing that you may not...
Exactly.
Suddenly head off into a direction that you wish you maybe not would have.
You end up with saying, huh? Did I say that?
Right.
And so this guy is saying that to himself, and it came close to being a career ender for him. it's not like Weinstein and Kevin Spacey stuff, but, you know, a lot of people get fired for saying stuff like this on the air these days.
That 20 years ago you were paid to say.
Yeah, they wanted, look at Imus.
Yeah.
And what he was paid to do, and then he got fired for doing what they told him to do.
Radio is a lot like baseball. So in baseball, they want you to hit home runs back in the 80s, okay?
Yeah.
You guys need to hit more home runs. We're not going to look at you doing steroids. We're not going to condone you doing steroids. We're not going to look at you doing steroids. But you need to do whatever you can do to hit more home runs, or else you're out of the league. Yeah. Radio was the same way. You need to get ratings.
More
and you need to do whatever you're going to do to get ratings. And 10 years later, oh, we're going to fire you for doing the things that we told you to do 10 years
right,
ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this guy really, I mean, he's already issued the apology.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
People, I mean, it's, you know, all the same thing that we hear all the time. But what he said was just, was terrible.
What
I mean,
did he say? See, I don't know.
His
what
quote
he
was,
say?
He so his quote was, he was talking about, there was a witness who saw who filmed a video.
I've seen the video, yeah.
Of Roy Halladay
hot dogging it.
Yeah, and he was kind of taking some dangerous dives towards the water in this little, you know, weird looking little plane.
Yeah.
And so this host, Michael Felger is his name, he said, "Wee oh woo, look, I just landed on the water, everybody. I'm gonna tweet it, splat, you're dead with two kids, moron." That's his quote.
Mm.
Well,
I will
say, he's got two kids, and there's something to that.
He was out there, and what they basically
exactly
call
right. I mean, I got to look at it more closely, but if he's acting,
he was hot dogging it.
Dad, that, well, then I think Doug has a point.
He was definitely hot dogging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but
politically
still,
correct.
I mean,
well, it's more in the world of being so politically correct everywhere, every day.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and Rich McFadden as we go through the lists of things that have been attentively maintained by a lot of people on the radio this week who are Talk Radio specialists. Like we are. All right, so we've been at this a half hour. We've only gotten to two of the things on the list of 10, but some of them are easily dismissed. Like, what new is there really to say about Mueller's investigation, the Russian thing, Trump, blah, blah,
blah? He's going after Michael Flynn's kid.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
So what? At the end of the day, what's going to happen, no matter who they hang out to dry? What do you think is going to
happen? Here's exactly what's going to happen, Doug. You and I have talked about this for years. They're going to question hundreds of people.
Yeah.
They're going to find a couple of them lie about the questions that they ask them.
Right.
They won't be able to prove anything about anyone.
But they're grabbing for lying.
But they will throw a couple people in jail for lying about the things that they question them about.
Yep. That's all this is going to be. It's a witch hunt.
That's why I played the fifth.
I'm on the other side here, but I think there's a lot of stuff with money that's going to come up. I think that's where they're going to get people. It's going to be money stuff.
And if they do, it'll be on all sides. It'll be the DNC. It'll be everybody. Is getting dragged into this.
And you know what? Then fine. Then they deserve it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean,
I would love to see the DNC get dragged into this. You know what? I'll go out and I'll make the popcorn.
It's
I'm
already happening. Donna Brazile's out there going, hey.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's not happening. Mueller isn't going after her yet.
God.
It happening yet.
So as long as we're in the political pew here, number seven, the election this past week netted some interesting results in New Jersey and Virginia. You're from New Jersey, Victoria, so what the focus on replacing Chris Christie, who doesn't seem to have been the governor for years.
Exactly.
Under the circumstances.
Well, so his lieutenant governor, Kim Godagno, she has been basically running the state for the last who knows how long.
6 years.
Since Hurricane Sandy. But, it seemed that there was nothing she could do to get out from under the Chris Christie stigma.
Wow.
So it was a pretty easy victory, very predictable that Phil Murphy would win. So he did.
Right.
I thought the Virginia race, however, would be closer than it
Richie,
was.
You live in Virginia, so what? What happened?
George Bush grew the government to such an extent that everybody that lives here works for the government and wants to keep their jobs going, so they vote Democrat, and that's why we are now a blue state, because Arlington and Fairfax and counties are blue, and that's where a good percentage of the population lives in Virginia. Even though Virginia is a huge state, most of it lives here in Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C., and are employed by the government.
So how does that have affect Democrats? Republicans like to work for the government, too.
Who wants to lose their job?
Right, no, but Democrats work for the government. Contractors make money on the government.
They're the Republicans.
They're the Republicans.
The ones who overcharge are Republicans.
Correct. The ones who get the $150 for the hammer are the Republicans.
There we go. Okay. All right, got it straight. Thank you very much. All right, this is not a laughing matter here. Number six. Man, I'll tell you something. I was in Italy when this broke, and I looked at some of the things, and more of the people there. I was surrounded. I went on a retreat for 10 days. For those of you who didn't know why I wasn't around last week and may or may not have cared, I was in a circumstance where I was around lots of Italians, Germans, Swiss, and French people, and there was a the whole focus on this and guns, and none of these countries allow guns for the most part. People don't walk down the street with guns; they don't have a right to carry. All that stuff. They look at Americans. They say, "I wasn't attacked because I was an American, but I was questioned. What do you people think? How is it?" And then they found out more. These people were very educated as to what went on, but this guy had been in the service, and he was dishonorably discharged, and how could he get a gun? How do so many people get guns?
Busted out of a mental institution.
Did the German people that you were with question you about it, too, knowing what they've been through?
They didn't. They weren't.
Did they have the nerve to question you about it?
The Swiss were more.
Sure.
The Swiss guy was more on it than anybody else.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a picture of me with a couple of on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, I think. Wasn't it there, Victoria? Did that end up there? Me, the picture you see me of me at a party is conversing with this Swiss guy. And he was really asking a lot of questions, and appropriately so. We ought to be asking ourselves these questions. Mm-hmm. We have the same stuff happening over and over and over and over again. And you can't put it in the same, I don't think, you'll put it in the same bag as this guy that ran, the truck that ran these people down in New York City. People say, well, it's the same mindset, they're all crazy or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Don Lemon tried to do that.
Yeah, well, he's in
it. That it was the same thing.
Yeah, okay. If you can't say anything nice, keep your mouth shut, Doug. Keep moving. Number five. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. This is a field day of opportunity for the news media to smear, throw things at people. Some deserved, some not deserved. I mean, you got, under the circumstances, the goods are pretty. Kevin Spacey pretty much got the goods on him. Weinstein got the goods on him. But then there are a lot of other things that seem to be cropping up from people who just want to besmirch the reputation of people, and you don't really know. So here are these people in the news media that are being tried and convicted and hung out to dry, whose careers may be over, and it may not be that they did anything other than somebody didn't like them. I mean, this is how ridiculous.
And if they deserve it, go through due process and burn them at the stake.
Yeah, after but you've gone through
due
process.
After you've gone through the process. There is no due process anymore.
No. I gave the example earlier this week, Richie, on the DJV show. Victoria, remember, I think on Wednesday or Thursday, when did I come back? Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I said something. I had teased Jennifer in an email to her. She wished me a happy birthday, so I sent her back something, and I said, thank you, my dear. And then in parentheses, is that sexual harassment? And it was a joke. But exactly.
Uh-oh.
And then there was another story where some employer was charged with sexual harassment because he looked at a woman who worked in his office who had a new pair of shoes and said, wow, those shoes are really attractive. And she filed a complaint against him. Good God. Wow. What in the net? Where are we going with this? And that's so I think the appropriateness of going after sleaze bags and scumbags.
And there's a ton of them.
Oh, my God, yes. But then the other side of it is, there's the line is, hello, where is it?
Right.
But you know the beauty of this whole sexual harassment phenomenon that's going on right now?
You're going to come up with something like that, Richie. Go ahead.
Nobody is safe. It's not like a white, black, you know, whatever, left, right.
Left, right. It's true.
Thing. It's, yep. You can be gay. You can be straight. You can be a man. You can be a woman. No matter what, you are not safe. If you've held a position of power and you've used that power to abuse somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about
and
real
even if
abuse,
you haven't.
I'm talking about Kevin Spacey abuse, where you, you're basically...
Weinstein, yeah.
Yeah, Weinstein abuse.
Dustin Hoffman.
You must
Dustin Hoffman.
Think about the people who are just sitting there in diapers right now, peeing their pants because they know it's coming.
Wait a minute. Dustin Hoffman? What came out about him?
Yes, he was accused of being
really
sexually harassing an intern that was working on them. What was the movie? It was The Death of a Salesman. They were shooting it in Manhattan maybe 30 years ago, and there was a 17-year-old high school student, and Dustin Hoffman said all this stuff to her. And
She says, or he admits?
He issued an apology.
Did he? Okay.
He said he didn't realize it was as bad as it was or something, and he's sorry.
If you were a Hollywood mogul or a politician or a sports star in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, somebody's going to come knocking on your door at some point here in the next year.
Yeah. Who's that knocking?
But see, the thing is, though, I mean, I understand what you guys are saying, but, you know, it's not a witch hunt, though, because except for Jeremy Piven, he is the only person who's saying, I'll take a polygraph. And, I mean, but other than that, no one else
is
denying
Moore
it.
Is saying, Roy Moore is on the list today, too. He says it's all bogus.
But the thing is, I'm believing that guy has a lot. There's a lot of reasons not to vote for that guy.
Yeah.
What I'm questioning, though, is this woman who's come forward says that she was 14, he was 32. That was, 40 years ago.
How
do you now just come up? Were you afraid of him? Did he threaten you? Do you just get your courage up now? Or is this, let's take care of this guy because we don't like him politically?
Well, it is funny that the Washington Post released the story the day after they endorsed his opponent.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
But, you know, the great thing here is that people are feeling empowered who were actually abused.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they are saying, you know what, if that person's coming out and that person's coming out and that person's coming out, look at Corey Feldman. He's been saying this for years, and now he's finally getting some attention.
And he also feels that he now has the support.
Right.
He actually went to the LAPD and he named names. And that was a criticism on him all these years. Oh, how come he doesn't name the names? He never did. His lawyer told
him not to. Because he'd get smacked down.
Right. And now
he never get a job anyway. I mean,
at least now he feels, and a lot of victims are coming forward together because they have been repressing it all.
And you know
years.
What started it all? Bill Cosby. You know.
Yeah, Cosby. Yeah, you're right, Richie. Yep. No, that's right. I'm not thinking about that. Yeah.
But yeah, the due process thing, man. You got to give somebody, unless there's just an abundance of. If there's 50 people coming out like Cosby did, okay. Do we really need a court case for that?
What do you guys think about the
Gloria can stay home?
Case of,
right. Yeah.
What do you guys think about the case of? Oh, you got a break. All right.
No, go ahead. Do a quick question. Go ahead.
What do you guys think about the case of Heather Unruh? I guess it was yesterday, the day before, she had the press conference and she was calling out Kevin Spacey for what he allegedly did at the club car on Nantucket a year or so ago. I looked at that case yesterday on the podcast, and it looks to me, I wasn't sure if this is going to be the basis of some kind of criminal accusation against Spacey. I think it's pretty weak.
Well, but there's a lot of other stuff.
Richard Dreyfuss is...
Well, he's got other problems, but I mean, in that particular case, though, that's a Boston story, Doug. I thought you'd be on that one.
This guy's a great actor. It's really a shame. But is that what it takes to be great in that field?
That's what I say about presidents. The kind of ego it takes to be the president, you know they're going to think that they own everything and can do whatever they want.
Yeah. All right, there's an evil thought, Richie, and he's not even the host of the Evil Thought podcast. But Joe Crummy is, and that's the reference he just made. 46 past the hour. Let me make a reference right now to something that benefits you and your health this time of year. You need to take control of your health. And I would expect that a lot of people, when I talk about balance of nature and its benefits, these are whole food supplements, fruits and vegetables, the best brand available today, balance of nature. They formulated natural health products that will help your body feel healthy, maintain balance both physically and mentally. You'll find that all of their supplements are made from natural whole foods. How about that? Non-GMO. Right. They take the sugar out of the fruit, and you get this little capsule. You can put it on your fruit as you eat it, or you can just take the capsule. Same thing with the veggies, concentrated into a fine powder and then placed into these easy-to-take capsules. Their whole food supplements contain the minerals, the antioxidants, all the things that you need to be really healthy, have a strong, strong immune system. Improve your immune system by 700% by going to balanceofnature.com and add their fruits and vegetables to your daily diet, your daily routine. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for a free month supply of these fruits and vegetables. That's right. You heard me say it correctly. A free month supply. Use the promo code DJV to get all the benefits I've just described. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV for a free month supply of their fruits and veggies. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV. Talk Radio Review with a focus on, some of these names are world-renowned, shall we say, whether they came up just this week and become household names. It doesn't happen in just a week, but there are some interesting names on this list. Bob Costas and Roy Halladay tied at number 10. Rand Paul and the incident that took place at his home with his neighbor, that's the focus on his name and story, number 9. Let's see here. There are a whole bunch of all the people associated with the sex scandals, Roy Moore, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Sheen. You can just go on and on with that list. Number 6, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell sort of tied together. Donna Brazile and Hillary Clinton are on this list this week, as is Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. Do I pronounce that correctly? I think it's close enough. President of China. And Donald Trump in the number 1 position, as is usually the case. That's where it all stops there, right? And I stop now because I'm out of time. Doug Stephan here on the Countdown.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Ani Pérez Flores from Florida, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. In fact, people with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or even die. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
My name is Pepper.
That's Pepper, the banking robot, and she's taking banking to a whole new level. ATB Financial in Alberta is adding some cool technology to its banking business by becoming the first in Canada to use a customer service robot. Pepper is a 4-foot-tall humanoid robot, and her job is to engage with customers at select ATM Financial branches in Calgary. She answers questions, recommends financial products, and she'll even dance and take selfies with their human customers. Banks in Tokyo, Dubai, and Taiwan have already introduced robots, but this is the first in Canada in any industry. SoftBank Robotics is the company that produces Pepper the robot, and her cost? Upwards of $20,000. Want to see Pepper in action? Check out ald.softbankrobotics.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with an overview of the top 10 items, the top 10 stories from the charts this past week, ending on the 10th of November, Veterans Day. And as an aside, that ought to be number 11, commemoration, the acknowledgement of people who serve who are veterans, something that's important for us to keep in mind, I think, this weekend. Also, the top 10 stories, Bob Costas says the NFL is done. That's number 10. The passing of Roy Halladay in an airplane death and comments made by a Boston sports host, number 9. The Mueller-Trump-Russia investigation is 8. Governor's races, who won, who lost this past week, number 7. Texas massacre at that church, number 6.
The continuing focus on sexual assault cases, number 5. Tax reform plan is 4. Donna Brazile in her Clinton criticism is 3. The North Korean rhetoric is 2. And the Trump visit to China, number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, our weekly overview of the top 5 items from the world of technology. Something people look forward to as we go through charts for various reasons. Now, this one is a big one. Oh, actually, the number 5 stories we count down from number 5 to number 1, Victoria Keelan, has to do with Sprint and T-Mobile, who apparently want to get married in the morning. Someday the ding-dong's going to... Remember that? I'm getting married in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
So, My Fair Lady.
You want to help us out here?
Well, yes. So the number 5 story, Sprint and T-Mobile have ended their merger talks. This is a big story. This would have put them right square up against AT&T and Verizon in the cellular world. They are the 3rd and 4th most popular networks. This has been going on for 2 years now. They've been talking about this, and the CEOs have kind of gone back and forth, and it turns out they just couldn't seem to come to an agreement, and they've walked away completely from the talks. So this was obviously the stock in T-Mobile and Sprint both dropped. This was a highly anticipated merger that would have been great, I think, in a lot of ways, but they just couldn't come up with terms that both companies could live with. So it's too bad. There's basically, Sprint has 54 million subscribers, T-Mobile has 70 million, and yeah, now they're, and you know, where AT&T has 135, Verizon has 115, so now they're just basically going to be stuck in the 3rd and 4th distant positions unless they can come, you know, revisit this, but it doesn't look like they're going to.
Ah, gee, what a shame.
Well, you know.
Number 4 this week is Ricardo Way up to number 1. Privacy concerns galore again.
Mm-hmm. This one specifically is the iPhone 10, which actually came out, Doug, while you were in Italy.
Yeah.
And I actually have the iPhone 10, and the facial recognition software has replaced the home button and the thumbprint. So now, anytime you just pick up your phone, it basically can open your phone from a lot of different angles of your face. It's very cool technology. However, there are some people who are concerned because Apple is actually granting third-party developers access to the iPhone 10 data, the face data, and so a lot of people are concerned about privacy and thinking, you know, which is understandable. Even Senator Al Franken actually wrote an open letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook expressing the same concerns. It turns out, though, it's really not what people think. If you've ever used a Snapchat filter, which takes a map of your face and then adds a unicorn or the little woodland fairy or whatever it is, it adds that to your face, and it's the same type of data. So it's really not a privacy concern, and people really don't need to be worried about it.
All right, so there we go. That's number four. Number three, a familiar focus on Netflix.
This one is a bad one. Netflix subscribers are the latest target of a new phishing scam, which unfortunately is working. It's very legitimate looking. It is very scary. And a lot of people are, basically you get an email if you're a Netflix subscriber and it says, we need to update your billing information. And people are logging on to what looks like Netflix. This is a very elaborate scam. And then they ask people to enter in all of their personal information again, including their credit card. And that is where they get you. And Netflix has 109 million subscribers, and they say a few million people have already fallen victim to this. So Netflix says if you get an email like this, they are not looking for billing information. Call Netflix or go online to their website, and they have instructions on what to do.
Yeah. All right. Look out for that. Yeah. Number two this week, one of the biggies, Apple, obviously, what would the week be if we didn't have a Google or an Apple or some kind of story from one of these guys? Apple's a big
no Amazon
problem
this week.
No Amazon. Okay.
Well, the iOS 11.1 is the newest newest update from Apple, and it has caused such an annoying bug that when you type the letter I, like I am going to the store, instead of actually having I be printed on your text screen or your email, it autocorrects to the capital letter A with like a weird barcode. And the fix for this, they have not issued a new bug fix yet, but the way to work around it is either to turn off your autocorrect, which can be annoying because, you know, we all live by autocorrect, or you can actually type a shortcut, and we've put the instructions up on our Facebook page if you do need that. You can also Google Apple shortcut. It's pretty much everywhere now, but that was a huge bug that really, really got to a lot of people this week.
All right. Number one, this is a quickie, the AT&T offshoot of what they have to do to get approval to buy Time Warner.
Yeah, AT&T's $85 million bid to acquire Time Warner is not going to happen by the end of this year, which they had hoped it would, and the DOJ is getting involved now. So look for this to be a continuing story.
Huh. Ha-ha! All right, good job, Victoria Keelan, at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.